This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Welcome to Wednesday show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go. Let's go around the room. On Sundays, you can find him maybe in the backyard on the smoker or maybe in the kitchen because he's always making producer Eddie smoking hot chicken. There he is.
Guys, I had a plan and it did not work. So my 9-year-old wants to play tackle football, right? And he's like, oh, come on, Dad, please. I want to play. And I said, you know what? Before the season starts, I'm going to put him in a camp, a 3-day camp, football camp with pads. He's going to get hit really hard, and then he's going to quit. It's the perfect plan. Well, that was last week. He did the camp, got nailed like 5 or 6 times, got back up. Every single day after the camp, he says, Dad, I love this.
Really?
I'm like, how do you love it? Did it not hurt? He's like, I didn't feel a thing when I got hit. I'm like, but you were out. Like, you were out on the ground for like 5 seconds. He's like, I didn't feel anything. I love it, Dad. I want to go back. I'm terrified. I'm terrified. Bones, he loves the game so much. He's going to want to play football for the next, I don't know, what, 6-7 years? And, like, I don't like what football does to people's heads.
Definitely some risk, for sure. I played football. It's one of the greatest things ever happened to me.
Yeah, you have a good head.
Not even a head. But I didn't. That's where I got a lot of my discipline.
Yeah.
Showing up on time. Leadership. Like, a lot of that's there. Sure, there are physical.
Teamwork.
There are physical. We'll just say issues that could happen. But at that. Let him play football.
Man, there was this one drill, hilarious, pure entertainment, where they would do linebacker versus running back, and they would collide.
Oklahoma drill?
Yes, Oklahoma drill. Uh-huh. And every time they got hit, the running back would be out for like 10 seconds, and they have to stop the drill. Be like,
crazy. We used to do that stuff. We used to play Bull in the Ring. They don't even allow these. I'm surprised they allowed that.
Yeah.
They don't even allow this stuff anymore.
It was all fun and games until somebody got hit, and they're like, all right, time out, 10-second breather.
Bull in the Ring would be where you make a circle, and then it's kind of like a dance circle. Where somebody gets pushed down the middle. And then so, let's say there's a dance circle, all team fully padded up. And we'd do it before games too, because we were stupid. And they'd go, all right, and they'd push me in the middle. And then I have to like look around and point at someone. You, boom, hit him. Keep going. You, boom. And it's like Bull in the Ring. And then finally, when you can't take any more shots, you get out. It's like when
done.
You finally got a concussion, you get out and they send somebody else in.
That's crazy.
Bull in the Ring. Oh, yeah, it was tough. All right, he rides his bike to work, and sometimes listeners think he can be a jerk. Here he is, Lunchbox.
I need to come to you guys today and confess something I did to my rental car. So when I flew into the Tampa airport, I got a text on my phone that says, proceed to Section 4 and get any vehicle in Section 4. We had reserved a minivan. There was no minivans in Section 4. So I was like, okay, cool. So we just got an SUV, strapped in the 3 car seats. It takes like 30 minutes in the sweltering heat. You're dripping sweat. And we pull up to exit. And they're like, sorry, sir, you don't have a minivan. You need to go back and get a minivan. So they make me unload the car seats. They go find me a minivan. And so I'm mad. I just wanted to keep the SUV. They wouldn't let me do it. So I just poured my bottle of water right there in the driver's seat. Not going to let me have it?
What?
Wait, no way.
You
have
didn't.
It.
Poured water on
this
the seat?
This is borderline like.
No, no, no.
That's vandalism.
That's childlike.
No, it's childlike that they told me crazy. Take any vehicle in section 4. And I spent 30 minutes strapping in 3 car seats, getting all our luggage in there, and then they tell me, oh, sorry, sir, you reserved a minivan.
I hear you. I do hear you. Like, and I would be frustrated, too.
And I said, why don't I just keep the SUV? And they said, well, sir, you paid for a minivan. I said, I don't care if it's more expensive for the minivan. Oh. I want to keep the SUV. Like, I've already strapped in the car seats. The kids are in the seats.
No, I get it.
And they said,
I'd be frustrated, too.
And then I had to stand there for 15 minutes while they go find me a minivan.
I'd be frustrated, yep.
And I'm like, no. So then I had to spend another 30 minutes to unload everything, strap the car seats into the minivan. And so I was just angry. So I poured water in the seat.
I completely agree with the frustration. I do. But
yeah.
Just the pouring water on something to show. Oh, man, I'm so mad.
Yeah,
that's
whoever
childish.
Is supposed to get that SUV next.
No, it said get any car in section 4. It didn't say you.
No one is saying you're wrong about how you felt.
So why not just let me have the car in section 4?
I don't know, but I don't work there.
Exactly.
No, not exactly. I know. I don't work there. I'm just saying.
I was so mad.
I know. I can tell. But that's just how he gets mad. He just destroys something.
So I poured water in the seat. Like, you don't want me to have it? Fine. No one can have it.
But that's not true either, because it takes like 5 seconds to dry it out with a towel.
Okay.
That's psychotic thinking.
Yeah.
It's not psychotic. It's instinctive.
If I can't
but
have it, no one
can.
But
instinctive can also be psychotic. Like, my instinct is to kill.
Yeah, like, if you're...
It's like Eddie
you're...
breaking a broom over... It's instinctive. You break the broom over your leg.
No, but I think you're using instinct. I,
he's not
He's attached himself to a word, and he's not going to let it go. Thank you for sharing that with us. That was a bit... We all understand your frustration.
Oh,
so they treated you like that.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's the way to do it.
It came from it's almost like his lid flipped on his brain and he went to...
He reacted,
he's not not rational thinking at all.
You reacted, you didn't respond.
And I left all the doors open and the car running.
Oh, showed them.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Okay.
Did your wife know this happened?
Yeah.
And she said...
Well, that was stupid.
Yeah. Okay. Her sister has a show on HGTV called Building Roots, and Lunchbox tried unsuccessfully to be one of their recruits. Here she is, Amy.
My daughter was on my Instagram and she saw a dancing video of Britney Spears came up and she's like, Mom, is this one of your friends? Like, she didn't realize who she was. And she, you know, Britney's dances and her mascaras everywhere. So Stashira was concerned. And I said, whoa, this is Britney Spears. And she did not know who she was. And I thought, okay, sit down. I was like, back in the day, she still is one of the most famous people in the world.
Yeah.
But I was like, she is a pop star. And like, she couldn't see it through this video. So I took her down memory lane and we went to TMZ and watched their whole documentary that came out about her. And it was good because they showed Britney back in the day and then everything now and kind of what happened and what led to such a drastic, different type of person. And I was like, okay, all right, now we've done Britney Spears. So like, who else do I need to teach her about that's important for
counting
her to
crows.
Know?
Counting crows.
Pearl Jam after that.
Yep.
Eminem.
Yeah.
I was thinking NSYNC because Justin.
I think Justin Timberlake more than NSYNC.
Well, NSYNC though tells you about Justin Timberlake.
Oh. Yeah.
I think too that Britney Spears is thinking about top 5 most famous people, pop stars in the last 50 years. You got to think where they go from, like Taylor Swift.
Yeah,
for sure.
Before that, Britney Spears. Before that, pop stars, Madonna.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson. Before that,
Whitney Houston.
I would put Michael Jackson in the same time period and bigger than Whitney Houston. Frank Sinatra.
Oh yeah.
Elvis.
Yeah.
Beatles. I think that's like the.
Oh, what about Bieber?
Big, but I don't think Bieber was as big as either Taylor or Britney.
Just
general pop starness.
I thought he was.
He is. Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
But your instinct led you to a pretty good place.
Yeah, my instinct.
Here you sit. You got us. All right, Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, his comedy tour gets underway this week, and he's just working on one final tweak. Bobby Bones.
Thank you. Well, I'll be at the Opry tonight, by the way, doing some jokes. For the first time ever in the history of my life, I'm going to share something with you guys I've never done before. It is the first time. It's it. Okay, I'm embarrassed. I'm ashamed. First time ever it's happened in the whole wide world. I cracked my phone screen.
Oh, no.
Oh.
You dropped it? What happened?
How does it feel?
Here's the thing.
Dang.
I have dropped my phone from some places high. Boom. Oh, no. Oh, everything's intact. I've kicked it accidentally across the kitchen. I've thrown it to people and then they didn't catch it. Nothing. I had this phone 6 inches above where I was, and I did that. I looked down, it shattered into corners.
That's crazy.
I didn't even drop it from anywhere high. It was. So now what do I do? I know I can get it fixed. Mm-hmm. I'm not having a cracked phone screen. If you ever see anybody with a cracked phone screen, take a step back. Whoa. It's like driving next to somebody with a car that's been with a bunch of dents. Because there's a reason that car got dents.
Uh-huh.
And they ain't afraid to get another dent. So I stay away from people with dents in their cars. I stay away from people with cracked phone screens. What do I do, Amy?
You can take it to an iPhone repair place and they'll just put a new screen on.
Do they keep my phone?
I don't know. I haven't cracked mine in a minute, but it doesn't take long,
Morgan?
Does it?
Yeah, no, they may keep it for a day. Nope. Just depends on how
Bobby,
much damage
I got you.
There is.
I got you. There's someone that'll come to your house in a van
you
and fix it.
Wait, what?
Yeah.
100%. No, my wife has cracked her screen, and I'm assuming you have insurance through your plan. You call them up. They will send a person to your house in a van, fix it right there, about 10 minutes.
My question is, do they rob me while they're there?
No, they don't even come in the house.
Oh.
They just knock on the door. They take your phone to the van.
But do they go through my stuff?
No.
Okay.
No. You don't know that, though.
He did not say that confidently.
Nah.
He said, nah.
I mean, I wasn't in the van with the person, but I assume they don't. You got a lock screen on it.
Oh, so they don't have to, get into the phone.
No. All they got to do is...
You don't know that.
Yes, my wife's phone was unlocked. They didn't unlock it and use it.
Yeah, that's true.
They literally just took it to the van. It took them 10 minutes.
But do they, download everything from it?
Now, that I don't know. I didn't see the computer system in their van. But I know that it was 10 minutes
okay, let me
in
know
and
that,
out.
Let me know the thing.
Yeah, I'll talk to Oscar. He sent the guy.
Send me that.
Oscar?
Yeah. Let Oscar know. Oscar works where?
Corpus Christi.
Now, what company?
Verizon.
That's what I got!
That's what I'm talking
what
about.
I'm
telling you.
Can I get on your plan too, buddy?
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. My boyfriend and I just bought our first house together. We have a Brady Bunch situation going on. Combined, we have 4 kids. He has 2 sons. I have 2 daughters. I have an amazing 16-year-old daughter who has always been respectful, hardworking, gets good grades. All of her friends are the same way. Recently, my daughter had some of her friends over to swim. And while we were all hanging out in the pool, one of her friends came out in a thong bikini. Now, I'm not a prude at all, but I was in complete shock. I looked at my boyfriend. He was uncomfortable as well. I've known this girl's mother for longer than I've known this 16-year-old. But I'm not sure if this is something I go to the parents about. I talked to my daughter about how I feel like it's completely inappropriate, but she thinks I'm overreacting. Do I call the mom? Do I talk to the kid myself? Do I have my daughter say something? Or do I need to just let it go? Am I an old mom? Any advice is welcome. Sincerely, that thong, 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 thong.
Oh, gosh.
Amy, you go.
This is so hard because swimsuits these days are very cheeky. And I have this same conversation with my daughter, and she loves to look at me and say, Mom, we are a different generation. It's one of her favorite things to throw back at me. But I say, well, my pool, my rules. So I want more coverage on your bottom.
Or and your generation runs and pays for the house.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure my generation, even if she wants to spend her hard money on the swimsuit, it just depends. You have to know who's around, who's there. Like at church camp, a lot of times you have to wear a one piece. Okay. People follow that rule or what, any kind of camp, I'm sure. So I would say it's your house. So you could kindly ask that they wear a full covered bottom.
How would you do the ask though? Because that was another question. Should she go to the kid, to the her kid, or to the mom?
If the kid is 16, I think that you can talk to the kid in a very like calm, rational, like, hey.
But you're not her mom.
That's tough. I would go to my daughter and be like, hey, blame it on me if you want, but you can't wear the butt cheek swimsuit here. Just be like, mom's lame and she's not gonna let us wear thongs.
Put it on.
That's what
daughter.
I would have the daughter put it on the mom. Put
yeah.
it on.
Yeah.
Like if I were the mom and you were my daughter, I'd mm-hmm. say, Amy, tell Eddie to stop wearing the thong
yeah.
here.
Yeah. That's probably good. I guess I just picture some of my daughter's friends, like her best friend. I'm close enough to her to where I could say
okay.
something.
Well, that's good. If you are super close.
Right.
I don't think you need to call the mom though of a 16-year-old. I think you can do one of the two. You can even tell your daughter, hey, look, I get it. You're mad at me. You know, I'm old. But here, this house is owned by the old person. So you can tell her or I can tell her. And that, you know what's going to happen? She's going to go tell her because no one wants their mom talking to their friend like that.
True.
So you tell her or I can tell her and then your daughter will tell her. She'll be like, my mom's so lame.
Man, everyone's wearing those though. Like it doesn't matter what age you are. It's weird.
That's always just, yeah.
But it's so weird.
But it's
cheeky.
That's just
cheeky like Amy
look
said.
At forever though. It's one piece. It's a bikini. Overtime.
Yeah, dude, but the G-string is like too much.
Bikini. No, they're even starting to do G-string-ish in the front.
Oh! That's not good!
I've not seen that yet.
What's next? Nothing?
Yeah, but my point is...
Basically.
Nothing has changed. Since the advent of swimsuits, this has constantly been the cycle.
Oh.
And it will never stop.
Well, I can't wait till we get back into the we recycle back into full coverage.
It's just paint. That's it. Just paint it a little over. Man. Yes. There you go. Thank you. Let your daughter know or tell your daughter that you're going to let her friend know. And I bet you your daughter then tells the friend. But you have not. You're right. Miss Thong, 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 you nailed it. All right. That's it. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go to my wallet. You know what happens when I go to my wallet?
Money. You got money.
Money.
Come on.
I'll tell on someone. What do you want to know?
Hey, what?
That's what it is.
Tell on someone?
The best secret gets... Now, that's a bit. If I come in and I'm like, I got $20. Whoever tells me the best true secret about somebody gets the money. Oh, what a bit. Lunchbox, you didn't even know you inadvertently came with one of the greatest bits in the history of the show that hasn't been done yet.
Pay me.
Wow. No, that's you don't get paid for the bit. Oh. That's not this bit. Oh. Hey, Mike, write that down. That's a good
bit. More than $20, though, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. I think I'm going to need more than 20 to do that.
Hey, just to tell a secret? Anonymously, though?
Oh,
anonymously.
How are you going to pay us?
Oh, that's true. We got to claim it.
I'll just never say who it was.
No, but somebody's got to claim it.
But then you're never going to say the secret because you don't say secrets.
Okay, we're talking about that bit. I got this bit here.
All right, $20.
That bit's got some work to do.
Let's go.
This one, I got $20. So we're going to do word problems, okay?
Oh.
When you know the answer, yell your name. The person with the most points is going to get the actual money.
Word
it's a trivia question, but it's going to be tough. It's going to have some words and some math.
Oh, my God.
Math?
Morgan, you can play too if you want.
Do I need to write this stuff down?
Well, here we go. Question number one. Yell your name as the buzzer.
Okay.
When someone yells their name, everybody else drop their pens. And I'm only going to give you 3 seconds to answer because everybody else can keep figuring it out.
Okay.
And you can't yell your name for the second time until I say, back on. Okay?
Oh, gosh. This is so confusing.
Here we go. There are 38 pages in a book. Sam reads 14. How many pages does he have left to read?
Lunchbox. 24.
Correct.
That's too fast. I can never do that.
Simple math. He's got one.
Oh, my gosh. I need a calculator.
Now, it could get trickier.
Well, I thought you were tricking me, and that's why I was like, I'm in trouble. Go for it.
Yeah, I definitely thought that was more complex.
Okay. I was like, this can't be right.
If Tammy has 25 cupcakes and Sarah has 17, how many cupcakes do they have in total?
Lunchbox. 42.
Correct.
I'll never be able to do this. I'm out of this game.
Wow, you can add fast.
Okay, I'm getting a calculator.
Okay.
It's not about the calculator. It's listening to the words.
No, it's calculator. For me, trust me.
Eddie, no calculator.
Come on, dude. I can't figure that out quick. Even if you tell me to add it up, I can't figure it out
quickly. There's no calculator.
I'm in trouble.
Okay.
That's a lot of cupcakes. Okay.
If there are 64 cookies to split among 16 kids, how many cookies will each kid get?
Eddie.
That's
9.
Incorrect.
How many kids?
Yeah.
If there are 64 cookies to split among 16 kids, how many cookies will each kid get?
Morgan. 4.
Correct.
I couldn't get the number of kids right. I kept... Stupid.
Boy.
If you get fined $9 each time you say a bad word on the air, and you say 7 bad words.
Lunchbox.
63.
Yeah.
9 times 7.
63.
Yeah. These aren't really word problems, guys. They're just math.
Yeah.
Which I never had a chance.
It's not over, dude.
No, I really don't.
This game has just started.
I can't do it.
Eddie, what do you mean?
I can't do math that quickly. I can't. Like, the most simplest math, unless it's like 4 plus 4, it's 8. But, like, anything more complicated than that?
That's the only one you know. That one you
That's the only one?
It's too hard for me, man.
Okay, here we go. There are 4 left, by the way.
All right.
What's the value of 10 squared?
Lunchbox. 100.
Correct. Mm-hmm. This guy's crushing you guys.
Yeah, I know. He's good.
That's 3. Okay, here we go. How many sides does a heptagon have?
Lunchbox.
Eddie.
10.
Incorrect.
Amy.
Time on.
Lunchbox.
6. Oh. Incorrect.
Amy.
Time on.
Amy. 7.
Correct.
Oh, heptagon. Yes. 7.
I got it.
Just think about it. If you get hepatitis, you've probably slept with 7 women.
Is that right? What?
1 in 7 get hepatitis.
I never thought about that.
1 in 7.
You know what, man? That's good.
He's making up that stat.
Wow.
Hey, who cares? It works for me. I'll always remember that now. 7. I mean, that's how I'll remember that. I'm serious forever. I know that's not real, guys, but I'll never forget that.
So dumb.
Wait, where did the...
7's the answer.
Oh, heaven, 7. Yeah,
he says if you sleep with 7 women, you get hepatitis.
Because 1 out of 7 has.
Which is not true. None of that's true. But that's, it works. What do you call the sum of all the sides of a geometric shape?
Lunchbox. Area.
Amy. The perimeter.
On. Correct.
Yes. Dang it.
Go.
Final question worth 5 points.
Yeah.
What? 5 points?
Give me one.
Okay.
What?
You always yell you want the one to last.
I know, but not when I'm in the lead.
Oh, well, you always yell, so we just assign the last one to 5
Let's
points.
Let's go.
Rounded to 2 decimal places.
Huh?
Oh, okay.
What?
Come on.
What'd you say?
Meemaw. Look, watch my mouth. Watch my mouth when I talk.
Rounded to 2 decimal
points. What?
Rounded to 2 decimal points.
I don't know.
Points,
I don't know the answer. Dang it.
What?
I know the question.
What's the question?
Lunchbox.
Go for it.
2.17.
Incorrect.
Dang it.
But you do know the question, I see.
Dang it! I don't know it, though!
2.17.
Morgan.
3.14.
Correct.
Yes! Dang it! I couldn't think
the
of it!
The value of pi rounded to 2 decimal. Morgan, come collect your $20.
Yes! That is so stupid!
Wait, guys!
I still don't get it.
Next time, let's let him finish the question.
Why? I just don't know the answer.
Morgan went $20. Wow!
But she didn't even win!
$20 makes her holler, she went, woo!
I still don't understand that question.
Hey, Eddie, heptagon has how many sides?
7.
Exactly.
What is it? Hepatitis.
1 in 7. This is the stupidest show ever. That's right.
I'll never forget that.
I only did that because you like it to be worth 5 points. You said that, so we assigned the last question.
That is so dumb. I won that game.
We did it for you.
You owe me 20 bucks.
We did it for you.
Hey, lunch. You see it?
We did it for you.
It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to Jason Smith. He's 45 years old. He lives in Vegas. He works for Caesars. And last year he was like, man, I don't know. I'm a single dad, but I want more kids. And let me look into some fostering. So he goes and gets certified to be a foster parent. And he waits, They gets teamed up with three boys. They're brothers. One's 9, one's 10, one's 11. He's like, I want all three of these. And that's special because most of the time, you know, people can't take three brothers or three people or too much. So these three brothers have been moved 5 different times, 5 different foster homes. So he goes, no, we're not going to do that anymore. I'm going to take them in, bring them into my home. And then 9 months later, he finalized the adoption and they are permanently in his home.
What's the deal? Can you just be a single dude and adopt kids?
I mean, you have to prove that you're
not a creep. How do you prove that? Is that a test?
I don't know.
All right. There are 7 questions here.
I mean, it is thorough for single women or men. Yeah. Couples.
I would think single women would be easier.
Probably.
It would make more sense.
Looking at the track record.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Well, good for this dude. He must be so not a creep. And then he took three brothers together. That's pretty awesome. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes. That it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I must have looked so awkward. Yesterday was one of those days where I forgot to bring or even put on deodorant. Because sometimes I will go in the bathroom after I wake up and I try to get everything done immediately and quickly because my wife is asleep. So I'm stealth mode. You know Mission Impossible when Tom Cruise is hanging and he's almost on the floor, that rope?
And there's like, lasers everywhere.
Yes, like, that's what I'm trying to do, not wake her up. So I brush my teeth quietly. I do shave quietly. And sometimes I'll forget to do stuff. I didn't put deodorant on. I got to work and I was like, man, I smell terrible. I knew I could smell it. And so I didn't have deodorant. So the whole day we wouldn't have lunch after. I kept my elbows down at my waist almost the whole day. I didn't want anybody to smell anything. So I walked around like that for like 2 hours. No elbows up, locked in, and hopefully nobody, because sometimes you smell somebody and it's like, oh, they have no idea they smelled. And I feel bad for them. I hope nobody felt bad for me yesterday.
We didn't smell you.
We couldn't smell you.
Yeah, we sat far away, but I was in groups with people. Mm. So I stunk. So it was not a good day. But I tried to hide it. I'm very sorry. I'm going to keep some deodorant up here, though, now. We're going to build a little cubby system for me up here.
Is that community deodorant?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Right. That is that's disgusting.
You never know.
Yes, we know. It is not community. Okay, I do have a lot of stuff to talk with Amy about. So now we're going to do Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Okay, the first thing. A reminder to book an appointment. This was what you wanted to talk about getting a mammogram.
Yeah, just paying attention to when your yearly is up, especially if you're in your 40s. I'm 42, so right now I'm in that window where I'm supposed to get it every year. And I would have swore that I had it this year, like maybe just in the last 6 months for sure, because it feels like just yesterday that I went and got it done. And sure enough, a reminder popped up on my calendar. It has been exactly a year. So sometimes time can get away from you. So just make sure you know when your appointment's supposed to be so that you don't miss it. And then I was talking to a friend about it, and she's in her 30s. She's like, well, shoot, I don't even know when I'm supposed to go. And really, I looked it up. Anything before 40, if you have anything abnormal happening or family history, then you can be proactive and book an appointment. If not, then 40 to like 50, you can go every year. And then after that, every 2 years, if you want.
Raymundo's wife had breast cancer for a while, right, Ray?
Yeah.
And so what does she do now? Would she go every 6 months or something?
Yeah, it gets spaced out because she's now 5 years cancer free. So I believe every 6 months she goes.
And how's she doing now?
Awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. They said the success rate once you're 5 years is pretty much above 90%.
Yeah, that's awesome. Amazing.
All right, let's do it again. Amy all the time. Amy writes, my mind is blown. Why am I just now learning this?
Yeah. Did you know if you take a screenshot of something, you know how sometimes if someone sends you like an address or phone number, you take a screenshot so you have got it, but then you have to go to your maps and type it in or your phone and type it in? No. You can go to your photos, take a screenshot of something, and in the bottom right-hand corner, there's this little circle square with three lines in it thing. You hit that, and boom, it turns everything into a link. And now I can hit
you can
that link.
Paste or
and
link
it,
or...
Yes, and you can link it. It's crazy. You can copy-paste. That's another one. You couldn't do that. I never knew that.
There you go. Me either.
Wow. That's mind blown.
Bottom right corner.
You've seen that symbol when you take a photo, right?
I mean, I can't see it. You're showing me your phone from like 80 yards away.
We trust you, though.
Yeah, we trust you there. All right. All right, a parenting tip, how to keep your kids feeling safe at night.
Yeah, so Stevenson's been a little scared at times. I mean, we all get that way, even me, but he has a bunch of these little green army men, you know, the kind from Ted Lasso, those little ones. Mm-hmm. And so he's been lining them up a lot lately. And so we thought, oh, cool idea. Let's line these up on the windowsill and line them up facing your door. It's going to keep anything out. Mm. Monsters, ghosts.
Have any monsters come in since you've lined them up?
I'm just saying.
No, they haven't.
It's been a little hack in his brain of like, oh, I've got my little army men lined up protecting me. And somehow that's given him a little more peace. So especially, I don't know, it could work for boy, girl, whatever.
For me, with burglars.
Toy soldiers will stop the burglars.
G.I. Joes.
Yep.
Yeah. Or whatever it is for your kid. Like maybe it's that you line up other dolls or bears or something they have that can keep an eye out for you.
I like it. One more. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. Yeah, you watch Black Mirror?
Yes.
So it's my favorite show.
Yeah. Okay.
The Office, Black Mirror currently, it's my favorite show. There's nothing, one episode does not affect the other. They're all separate episodes about where technology is taking us, and usually it ain't good. So, you watch episode one, Joan is awful?
I don't even know how they come up with this stuff, but that's my favorite one out of the three. So I've watched the first three episodes.
I thought Joan is awful was good. Did you watch the one about the documentary?
No. I've only watched 1, 2, 3.
But I think 2 is that one.
Two, I got a little bored, not gonna lie. Huh? Two, they're out in some countryside.
Oh yeah, you have to watch it. It's the best one ever. It's Amy.
What?
Bored. No, it gets boring for a second.
About
but that one
the
shook
guy
me.
That killed.
That one shook me. I couldn't stop thinking about it for a day. I still think about that one.
Okay. Oh, Oh, yes, because the boyfriend and girlfriend...
No, don't say anything.
Okay.
But they shoot it. It's a documentary.
I haven't got to that part.
Oh, Amy, you have to watch it.
You said you watched all three.
Yeah, you watched all three.
Amy, you have to watch that one.
But I told him specifically...
It can get a little boring at first, but I'm telling you, when that one's over, you're like, I can't... Oh, my God, I can't stop thinking about that.
Yeah. I said specifically that on two, I got bored and gave up and moved on to three because you said three was awesome.
What was three?
Three is the one with the guy from Breaking Bad.
Oh, the in space.
Yes.
That's a good one, too.
That was so bizarre.
It's a good one, too.
But yeah, I liked it.
That's like a movie. That one Mike said was the best he's ever seen.
Yeah.
Like an hour and a half. Black Mirror's good, huh?
It's really good.
It's trippy.
Good.
It's trippy, but it's good.
I guess
go back and watch two.
Okay.
And you'll not stop thinking about it. I'm thinking about it right now again.
But am I going to be scared?
No.
But I guess I could line up my little army man.
You can do that, absolutely. Thank you very much. Amy all the time. Amy all the time. I got the helmet of movies here.
Yes.
Woo! Okay. It is an Arkansas Razorback football helmet. We all have movies we've put in. It's the BBCC, which is the Bobby Bones Cinema Club. We've watched Rope from 1812.
No, 48, I think.
1948.
Maybe.
We drew Eddie's movie. We watched Rope. Then we watched The Stuff.
Yeah.
1985.
From my nightmare.
And you never will eat yogurt again.
From 1985. So we've all put movies in. Although there was a change. What movie did you pull out, Eddie?
Well, when we watched Rope, you guys were like, okay, now that we picked your movie and we watched it, you got to come up with another one. And quickly, I just picked one. And I was like, you know what? I was too quick on that. So I thought about it and I got another one in there.
So what'd you pull out, though?
I pulled out another Alfred Hitchcock movie. I told Mike, I don't want to watch another one.
You're doing it. Okay, so this is a real movie.
This is another real movie. You're going to
love
it.
Mike, you get my movie in there?
Okay. So, and you have a new movie in
there?
Yeah,
too. I got a new one.
Why do you say it like that?
No, it's entertaining.
Are you up to no good?
No, there's entertainment.
He's always up to some hijinks.
Entertainment.
So. Yeah. Is it Showgirls?
I didn't say that.
What is it?
Oops.
Okay. All these movies are in a hat. We've all put a movie in. We'll have a week to watch it. We'll review it. We ask our listeners, if you want to watch and be in the Bobby Bones Cinema Club, watch it with us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on.
I'm shaking it through.
Some compare it to Oprah's book club.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
Ready for the movie.
Yes. Yeah.
I mean, people get mailbox money because so many people watch it.
Oh, I hope it's my movie, man. You guys are going to love it.
No,
oh,
my gosh, I should have put in Holiday Harmony.
Yeah.
Dang it.
The movie is that we'll all be watching.
Whose is it?
Raymundo.
Oh, no.
Oh, gosh.
God, please don't be The Beach again. That was the stupidest movie.
We'll be watching a movie called Shotgun Wedding.
Yep.
What is that?
It's on a beach. It's J-Lo, Josh Duhamel.
Dumont.
It's newer.
Yeah, oh, terrible score on Rotten Tomatoes.
I'm telling you guys, it's got everything. That's why I did it. There's drama. It's a thriller. There's comedy. You name it, it's in there.
It's on Romance. Amazon Prime.
Rom-com.
Free on Amazon Prime?
I don't know. Can you show me what the deal is? Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime. I think it's free if you already pay for it. It's hour 40 minutes. And here is what's happening. In Shotgun Wedding, Darcy and Tom gather their very lovable but very opinionated families for the ultimate destination wedding. Just as the couples begin to get cold feet. And that's what it's about.
It has 45% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah! Raymundo, you have won. We will watch Shotgun Wedding on Amazon Prime and be back in a week, everybody, with your reviews.
And he loves this movie.
I can't wait to watch it again.
I'm not mad at it. This is the only, Rope and, and The Stuff. That was pretty bad.
Wow, it did just come out in December.
So it's a new one.
This is J-Lo.
Okay.
Right.
Shotgun Wedding.
Name the last good J-Lo movie.
Made in Manhattan?
Yeah. What's that one?
Selena?
That's about the last good one.
Patch Adams?
Patch Adams.
I don't think she's in that one.
It was a good movie, though.
She just did on Netflix with Owen Wilson.
Bobby Bones Cinema Club, we have 1 week, guys. Get to watch it.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Your number ones in rock. It's Jelly Roll, Need a Favor.
I only talk to God when I need a favor.
In pop, it's Taylor Swift, Karma. And in country, it's Luke Combs, Fast Car.
So I remember when we were driving in your car.
Jelly Roll is actually at number two on the country chart here. This song, same song.
Wow.
And then Jordan Davis, here's a weird thing. Jordan was number one for weeks. He's at number three this week, but what's happened was it fell to like four and then climbed back up to 3 weeks after it fell from one. It's bizarre.
Yeah. Huh.
I don't know.
It doesn't want to fall.
Could he come back and do one again?
You could, but it's almost impossible to do. I vote for it, yes. All right, there you go. Thank you, guys. Hey, by the way, if you're in Wichita or Tampa or Louisville or Vegas, I'm coming to town. My comedically inspirational show. We had its second shows in Wichita and Tampa. Get tickets at BobbyBones.com. That Wichita show is coming up pretty soon.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Researchers have discovered a Fountain of Youth pill. They're looking for a...
Small and blue.
They're looking for humans to start the clinical trial test because so far they've tested out on mice and monkeys for the last 3 years and they see promising things. And this isn't just like any old researchers. These are researchers from Harvard.
But what's the pill supposed to do?
Reverse signs of aging.
But does that mean inside your body or like the wrinkles they suck in your...
It's like, genes inside of you. Like, it's doing something.
People think, so you don't know.
It's reversing them. Like, instead of them going forward.
So now you're just like filibustering.
Well, it was published in July's medical journal.
Yeah, cool.
From Harvard.
Yeah.
But they say that this is like a huge step. Like, it's a chemical cocktail.
Yeah, we're just saying lots of words at this point, but we're looking for people to try it out.
Do monkeys and mice like actually look like they're getting older or younger? Like, monkeys already look old.
Bro, I don't know. I guess, does it make them smaller? I don't know. Like, shrink them back to a baby size?
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, I don't know. All right, what else?
Well, I mean, if you don't want to take part in that trial,
I don't.
You could try Jim Beam and Jack Daniels.
Don't want to try that either.
There's this 104-year-old veteran. His name is Arthur Walters Jr., and he says that his longevity is due to just that, Jim Beam, Jack Daniels.
And... genetics.
Right. Most importantly.
Yes.
Which definitely.
Because you can live a really healthy life, ever do everything according to the book, and still, if you don't have good genetics, you're going to kick the bucket early. There's some things you can't control.
Well, there's this man that says he can now control his dreams because he put a chip in his brain.
How did he put a chip in his own brain?
I don't know. Surgery.
Okay, now you're just saying words again.
Here we go.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I'm not.
Amy just says words to answer questions, even though it really
is. Oh, my gosh. Let me look.
She's like, an experiment.
A researcher in Kazakhstan says he implanted a chip in his brain in a surgery that he did on himself with paper clips and a drill. I'm not just saying
like
words.
Ear piercing at 12 years old is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
All right, numb this with ice. Now stick this paper clip through it. I don't believe him.
Which kids don't do that, because my daughter did that with her best friend and ended up with an infected ear. She just decided, we're going to pierce our ears. We have no idea what we're doing. Ugh.
And you slammed that car and you pulled it over on the side of the road.
Well, that's when I found out.
Yeah.
I was awesome. Driving her and three other friends to the mall. So I feel bad because it's probably embarrassing in front of them.
A showbiz baby.
But she had had her hair down for days. And then we're going to the mall and she's putting it up in a ponytail. And
it's like
she's
a Full House episode where you put your hair down to cover your ear because it's been affected, or like a Cosby Show episode.
And then I look over as she's putting her hair in the ponytail and I notice four piercings, because she already has three. Good gosh, isn't that enough?
That's literally an episode of a show. I mean, I'm not just saying like it's like, I mean, it really was an episode where somebody pierced her ear secretly, pulled their hair over it. It was infected, and so they kept hiding it. And then finally, maybe Full House.
Yeah, maybe. Sounds like Stephanie, maybe.
Or Saved by the Bell. Or every 90s sitcom probably had that episode.
Yeah, yeah. Or My Life. Yeah. So yes, I slammed on the brakes and called her out. I still took him to the mall, though. Taylor Swift is likely making around $13 million per night on tour.
Oh, my goodness.
Which is a lot of money, but I just
think
but. There's no but.
It's a lot of money. No but.
Okay. Oh, it's a lot of money. And I think it's really interesting that it's $13 million because her favorite lucky number is 13.
Oh,
and I'm like,
right.
What are the odds of that? It's like meant to be.
Okay, then they planted that story.
I don't know that it's planted, but probably the numbers were going to come out and they could have adjusted. One, Mount Pine, where I'm from, I'm going to tell you this had to be adjusted. They released the full, it's not attendance, but however many people were going to school, kindergarten through 12th grade. Right, whatever that is.
Okay. Census.
Again, we're just saying words. So, we were the Mountain Pine Red Devils, and they said that at our entire school, kindergarten through 12th grade, we had 666 kids. You're gonna tell me that wasn't messed with?
Why did they want to
tell me that was like it wasn't like two numbers off?
But why do they want to mess with that?
Well, they're already the Red Devils.
Oh, okay, I get to know.
Yeah.
Did you
put that
did you
together?
Not immediately.
Yeah, well, that's what it was. And it wasn't an episode of Full House. It was Kimmy pierces Stephanie's ears.
Kimmy,
and then
Stephanie,
she hides,
I
she
knew
hides it. No, I knew it.
Yeah, but
you
I knew
piggyback.
It was Stephanie. I knew it was Stephanie.
Piggybacker. All right, is that it?
Yep.
No, don't start that.
That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
He lives in Texas. He's in fifth grade. His name is Yuvi. He loves music. He started playing piano when he was 4 or 5 years old, took to the drums, also loves animals, and participated in a program through a school where he read to dogs at a privately run shelter just to hang out with them and calm them mostly, because these dogs are freaking out all the time. So it's not so much about the... It's not that they're hearing Pippi Longstocking, guys. It's that there's somebody with them, a human, right?
Got it.
So he started doing this with his dog at home. He would play music for his dog. His dog's name is Bozo. So he's like, dang, what if I do... And he started writing wild tunes. So every week, he writes these songs and then plays them at the Houston Pets Alive, turning the shelter, and it's a no-kill anyway, and trying to calm the animals down. And then he plans on taking wild tunes nationwide and doing like a holiday concert with these songs he's written.
What?
To play for animals.
That's awesome.
But only dogs show up, and they can't buy tickets.
Yeah. He's not going to make a lot of money.
But that's okay. But he wants to really raise money to help further support Houston Pets Alive, which is what he's doing this for anyway. Just a kid, fifth grader, can play music and liked animals, and that's what he did. There's a picture of him next to like dog crates with a keyboard, like a Casio keyboard.
That's awesome.
And it's like, he's not Beethoven, but it's like a kid that you can tell can play piano pretty good, and all these dogs are sitting there just chilling.
I wonder if he'll ever reach number one in the dog charts.
I haven't looked recently. Who Let the Dogs Out? Still number one.
Oh, no.
After all this time by the Baja Men, still... how much is that doggy in the window is at number two?
That was a good one.
Yeah, Wild Tunes. Looks like it's at number 11 right now, but we're rooting for
Let's go, baby.
Yeah. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.